I think the biggest thing is that I was looking out ahead of what things we may have on tap to do that are, as I put it in the context of big ticket items, and all those things are pretty much either completed or in a mode where we can get them to where they're institutionalized and there's not a whole lot of extra work that needs to be done on them. So that basically said, at some point I'm going to retire, and so that was part one. Part two was, sort of the timing of it, and that's, waiting until after summer and getting into the fall with another new grandchild as of about a week ago with the other five grandchildren. It just seemed to be a great opportunity to spend a summer with the family that I've not been able to do. Well, I can't even remember being able to do that. So those are the two decision points that I use to move forward.
So when's your last day?
Well, it'll be within the next week to 10 days or so. We're wrapping up some things. As with anything, there's always another thing to do, one more thing to get done, and we're trying to sort of see where there's a clean handoff. Michael Daniels, who's a great guy, been appointed to replace me. He'll be coming in about another week or so, and so I think a good handoff and transition will work fine.
And for you, what's coming next? Do you think is this real retirement, or is it back to maybe doing some consulting or private sector work?
Yeah, well, I don't know that I'll ever hit that category of real retirement, but yeah, I'll probably go back into the sort of the work that I did before, where I'll help companies, I'll work international with governments as well as private sector. I'll go back in and help some startups, which I think is a lot of the things that can go a long way towards solving some of the cyber issues we deal with today. So it'll be a mixed bag of things, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity to sort of set a schedule that, has a good work-life balance in there.
That's always tough with the White House, and that's the one thing I think most people will say they love working in the White House, but it's a lot of work. Let's talk about what's changed for you in the White House when it comes to cybersecurity over the last 2 years, whether it's in terms of the not necessarily the people, but the approach to cybersecurity or the view of cybersecurity. Where do you see as being the biggest change?
Number one, I can't believe that the past 2.5 years already gone by. It seems just like yesterday we were convening meetings, walking through some of the things that we needed to be doing. But I think the biggest change is there's no longer a debate, if you would, about the importance of cybersecurity and who has a role in it. I think we've been able to pretty well focus on this is an all-in-government, all-private sector, international, virtually every senior leadership team across all of government has been part of the dialogue over the past 2.5 years, but also not only been a part of the dialogue, but also identification that they have a responsibility in sort of three areas. There's securing their systems within their own government agencies. The second thing is those contractors that provide service to them to make sure that they're improving cybersecurity. But also, as you know from a number of years back, our previous strategies is there are sector-specific responsibilities that departments and agencies have that I think there's full recognition now, as I said, with all the senior leadership teams across all the parts of government, that there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And so building the processes to do that have really been a major thing that I think we've seen take hold across the government.
So let me just back up on one thing. It's interesting you talk about that the senior leadership across government definitely recognizes their role in cybersecurity. When you came in, would you say that there was maybe a partial recognition or they recognized one of those three areas, but maybe not all three areas?
Yeah, I think there was a recognition, but I think it was not the same level of importance that I think we see today. Look across the departments and agencies and you see cybersecurity has moved into the top five priorities of the departments and agencies, not only for, once again, the protection of their assets, but also working with the private sector. So it's now top of mind for everybody as part of the leadership teams, whereas before it was just one of many, many other things that they had to deal with.
How has that affected you in your job as White House cyber coordinator? Does it make it harder? Does it make it easier? Or does it not really affect you?
It makes it tremendously easier because part of the role as the president established this office as coordinating these efforts. And when you're at different levels of a start, some need additional meetings and some structure to help them build the things that they need to build. But when you're coordinating now, and particularly that everybody recognizes they need to be on the same sheet, how they get there makes life a lot easier for this office to coordinate the activities moving forward.
How's your role specifically changed over the last 2.5 years, and how do you see it changing kind of moving forward?
It's an interesting discussion because not too long ago we had some discussions about we've almost been in startup mode. As you know, this office was established shortly after the president took office. It was and still is the newest office within the National Security Staff. It's dual had it with the National Economic Council. So there's a lot of understanding where this fits into the overall executive office of the president's structure, but also where the key linkages are. So what we've seen, particularly across this part of it, that every directorate, whether it's a regional directorate or a specific functional directorate, now recognizes security has to be, or cybersecurity needs to be part of their dialogue. So in startup mode, you're building those relationships. You're setting sort of the foundation to move forward. Going forward, I think the next piece, as we see in private sector, you move from startup stage to growth stage, where you wind up bringing in sort of an outside CEO, that sort of the business guy, if you would, that really builds the processes and everything you're doing. I think that's pretty much where we've grown to at this juncture.
Over your last week or 10 days or so before you leave, is there one or two things you're really putting a lot of focus on?
Oh, it's really tough to say. I think, once again, we've done a good transition of, we've got a great team here at the White House, not only across the executive office of the president, but also specifically in the cyber directorate. The continuity is there. We've just recently, as you're probably aware, brought Andy Osmond back, who was a director here for about a year and a half after I got here. He's back as a senior director now. So we have the continuity, we have the clean handoff, and it's just a matter of making sure that we've got all the things moving forward as we had planned, and just get ready for the transition.
What advice, when Michael Daniel accepted the position to replace you, to take over for you, did you give him some advice? Was there one or two things you said to him that you could share, obviously, with me about the job?
Number one, Michael is very much a seasoned professional. I don't know that there's any advice that I can give him that he doesn't already know and do himself. You know, we have talked about some of the priorities, of course, the NSTIC, the National Strategy for Trusted Identities, some of the efforts we have on the botnet task force, and some of sort of the high priority things that we're working and sort of where we see those moving forward. But beyond that, not much to do as far as advice goes, because he's a good guy, really knows his area, and a good manager, and should be having continued success in this area.